conclude this right here. They use live sets. Barely any CGI. Yep, that would be a trying moment.
It was far and away the most important professional meeting of my entire career. And now everyone knows. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We still won, though, dude. We still won.
Yeah, but y'all won.
Yeah, we got the project.
Y'all got the fucking dubs.
Yeah, sweaty ass and all.
Swamp ass W's, bitch. Dude, it was... Oh, goddamn, bitch.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking W's. I get swamp ass every day for some five figures.
Yeah.
I don't like getting chased by things, man. I freak the fuck out. Oh. I shat a lot today, bro. Not gonna lie.
I did too, actually. Yeah.
So we're going to jump right on in into episode. It's going to be 115. We're not going to go to 116 because, as I will explain later on in the episode, later on meaning probably in the next 5 minutes, the hiatus of the BKL, the Broke Knock Life podcast, yet again, we've had like three hiatuses. The last one was like 3 months, though. I think this one was like 2 months. Don't you think?
Yeah, this one was far shorter.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Because I was still like, I was still fresh.
Yeah.
From the last one, you know.
But, so yeah, we had a hiatus. Welcome back after two and a half months.
Yeah.
And I hadn't been posting shorts. I hadn't been doing anything. To be completely honest with my co-host, by the way.
I hadn't seen anything on TikTok either, so.
JP, welcome back to the helm of debauchery.
Thank you for having me at the helm. What a blessing.
Oh, man. And as I was explaining to JP earlier, I straight up got burnt out. Word. Straight up got burnt out. Like four. By the way, this is 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
4 years since. Let's see. Do I have that? Is it too late? Is it too late to do it?
There's an applause ton button right here.
There is.
Yeah.
You saw me switch to that? Wait, does it switch?
No, it's just I can see it.
Oh, no shit.
Sounds. I got intro.
Oh, look,
I got spell red.
You see the soundboard in real time.
The good news.
Good news, yeah. Everyone.
Oh, you do it way better than I do. That was fucking good.
Good news, everyone.
Shit.
No, dude, the only... Okay, we're getting off on a little tangent again, which is completely uniform in this podcast, but I want to showcase a voice acting... what am I trying to say? I want to showcase some of my voice acting skills.
I would love that, like, so
much. You know who... I'm pretty sure I've done it on here before, but I want to do it now because I've honestly been wanting to get into that.
Word.
Like, voice acting. Just, like, taking an anime, like, somebody's fresh anime and being like, hey, I want to voice act for some stuff. So tell me how I do.
Okay.
Okay, this is the gingerbread man from Shrek.
Fuck yes. Please.
And it's whenever Prince Farquaad, King Farquaad?
Lord.
Lord Farquaad.
Get it right.
When Lord Farquaad is like dissecting, like torturing the gingerbread man.
Not and he's the like, gumdrop buttons.
And he's like trying to get his gumdrop buttons. Okay. Not the gumdrop buttons. Anything but the gumdrop buttons.
Wow, that actually was very good.
Yeah.
It's the high point of the button. That's the hard one to hit. The button.
I think there's something else.
Do you know?
Oh, yeah. that's the best thing.
That's very good.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
Who lives on Drury Lane?
Yes!
Yes, I know the Muffin Man.
That's a good Lord Farquaad.
Well,
I don't know anything after that.
Well, she's married to...
She's married to... There we go.
The Muffin Man. She's married to the Muffin Man. Dude, that's such... Okay, all right.
Dude, we got to go back and forth.
We could just voice act that whole movie. We just got to watch it like once or twice all the way through and then just go.
Dude, yes.
Have it on mute with the captions on. We'll just do it.
And then the second one is a derivative.
I'm not gonna do Eddie Murphy, though. That's...
Yeah.
Cut. I just can't for reasons unknown.
Cut. Cut the tape. No, but I can do a derivative or something derived from that gingerbread man voice. It's Bert Kreischer whenever he finds something really funny. Like say like a knock knock joke or just anything. Just say something funny like wiener.
penis butt.
He starts explaining. He starts talking after he finds something funny, and then he has this high pitched voice that he's like laughing and talking. He's kind of like doing like this, like leaning back in his chair, and he's like.
It reminds me of two things: Charlie from Sunny, and
dude, I wish I could do Charlie's voice, man.
Fucking impossible. No, Charlie Day is untouched, man.
Dude, because he's not doing a voice.
That's him.
That's literally
just how
his
he
voice.
Fucking talks. God, he's married. Anyway, it reminds me of that and that thing in Family Guy where Stewie's like grilling Brian about his book and just continuously gets higher and higher as he's tilting his head more and more.
Yeah, yeah.
Little bit of an antidote. Main character falls in love. Yeah, no, I'm sure it's going great.
developing action? Action? No, I'm sure it's going great.
Oh, crap.
Without any further ado, we're going to...
I can't not do it every day.
Like twice? I can't sleep if I don't.
Yeah, dude.
Roger,
if
I love
I wake
you.
Up and I'll
shout out to Roger.
My meat, I'll beat my meat and go back to sleep. Sometimes I beat my meat. Some that's such
a feat. Yeah. So do it with the feet. It's so... It's so juvenile. It's so debaucherous.
I mean, what a line, dude.
We were having, like, a genuine conversation. Yep.
That's how guys talk. I don't know what to say, dude.
Like, dude, it wasn't some shit where it's like, I'm in the booth recording it, and I'm like, hey, Roger, come in here. Come do this. Like, this was ripped from the studio session. We were sitting around just talking
just
about
it. Just chopping it up.
Yeah, just talking about beating meat. And then, I went over the audio to cut it, and I'm like, dude, that's a great intro. Roger put
very
the cherry
good call on
top.
Your part. Very, very good call on your part. You have an excellent ear for that.
It's a classic line. A classic line. Well, without any further ado, after the intro, again, welcome, BKL115. Welcome back. 2 months and a half. We're going to play the same deck track that we played the last episode. Because the last episode will never, ever see the light of day. It's not for any nefarious reason or anything like that. It's, you like that word?
No, it's...
Nefarious is a really good word. That's from
that's
Hunter
exactly
Hunter.
Why I won't see the light of day. Sorry, you were saying what?
Exactly. We did too many nefarious deeds. No, in reality, I got burnt out. But if you can bring up Evernote real quick, I want to briefly... Give some sort of explanation to
you can read that. Okay.
I can't read.
Yeah, I was about to say I have an appointment with my ophthalmologist next week.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna finally take the jump after 10 years of needing glasses of getting contacts instead.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm finally just gonna get some fucking contacts because my last set from like 6.5 years ago were Oakley frames and transition
contacts
lenses.
So much of a hassle, man. I don't feel like doing it.
That. Well, the Oakleys are fucking shattered, and the transitions inside of them are shattered, too. So, I can't see crap, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
that'll motivate you, though.
Yeah.
You're like, I want to see, like, how I saw in my contacts. I'm definitely going to put these bitches on.
It caused a problem. Not a problem, but I was in this very important business meeting for my company in New Orleans for Army Corps of Engineers.
Wait, this was recent?
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, actually. But I was reading off a presentation that I had designed, so I should have known the words off top, but I was showing off this app that I had built that incorporates AutoCAD and Bentley and Ezra and all this other shit. And this slide came up, and I couldn't read it. So I had to get up from my chair and say, I'm sorry, guys, I can't see. And I had to, like, pause mid-meeting to walk over to, like, the touch board and be like, oh, yeah, right. Yeah, it was not. And that was when I was like, okay, I'm calling a fucking ophthalmologist. Yeah. I'm going to get my eyes fucking checked and get some contacts.
Yep, that would be a trying moment.
It was far and away the most important professional meeting of my entire career. This is a multi-million dollar deal over 10 years for my company. I can't disclose much more than that because it does involve 4 different state-run, federally funded government flood protection and coastal protection authorities. So, but yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that's fucking...
Whatever, dude. I don't know.
Whatever, dude. Fuck it.
We
fuck it. We'll do it live.
We won the bid, though.
No shit.
Despite that blind fuck-up, we won the bid.
Yeah. Dude, that would be so fucked up. If, like, y'all didn't get it, and then down the road you learn, like during
yeah,
all
that
of that,
dumbass
they were
got up and
it.
Stared at the fucking screen, like, 4 inches from it.
How about he get some fucking glasses next time? How about we be more fucking... Dude, what the fuck? We're not funding them
at
all.
That was, like, 16 months of work. came to a head at that meeting, dude. There's another embarrassing anecdote that I will
share. How bad did you not want to get up? Like, in that realization, did you just go for it? Or did you know that a slide was coming up and you weren't going to be able to read it?
So I could have just glossed it. But the reason I really didn't want to get up, and I'm just going to lay it, I didn't really want to have to say this, but you're pulling it out of me. You know what swamp ass is?
No shit. Of course I do. Yes.
I sweat literally nowhere else on my body, not even my armpits. I just sweat in my ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wearing a nice white button-down, nice khakis. Like I got a haircut, got as you can tell. On? I was looking fresh, shit. Got a shave and stuff. Dude.
Yeah, but the khakis.
I had a sweat stain. No shit. I was, because I was nervous, bro. This is like, if this didn't go over, I would now be considered, to my mind, a very expensive toy to my company.
Mm.
Because this is the culmination of like almost a year and a half of work. This is my job. Yeah. And if this doesn't land, well, then what the fuck am I doing there? Yeah. You know, I'm wasting their time at that point, right? So
damn,
it was,
bro, that's
naturally,
weight.
I was nervous. And about 15 minutes into, the meeting was from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It was mm-hmm. 4 fucking hours. 15 minutes in, I started feeling my ass sweating. And about an hour and a half in is whenever I had to get up and do my presentation.
Dude, you were drenched.
It was so bad when we broke for lunch. I went to the bathrooms. I didn't even have to take a shit. I sat on the stall and I pulled down my pants and looked. The sweat stain had gone from not just my ass. It started reaching down to my thighs. It was like down like this far.
Well, dude, I feel like
ass sweat, dude. Like, so when I got up to go to the board to look at that shit, I was walking backwards. And I was doing a lot of hand gesturing to keep their eyes on me. I didn't want anyone to have any excuse to even glance. I'm right here, motherfucker. Like, yeah. And it was tough to pull off, dude, because I'm walking backwards. There's like 30 people in this room. I'm walking backwards, and they're all listening to me. And I'm just trying to, like...
Dude, I would have tripped.
I was having a full-on anxiety attack, dude. Like, I was sitting at the table before I had to get up. I was doing breathing exercises. I was clenching my toes to try to get my brain to think about mm-hmm. something else. It was just over with. So when we left, bro, I had to sling my laptop case around behind my butt, and I had to very awkwardly hold it there for the rest of the day.
You're just like...
Like, my arm was like this. Like, it was obvious that I was not comfortable the way I was holding my laptop case, but I couldn't let it slide.
Yeah, if you hold it long enough.
They're going to be like, this dude shit his pants. That's how it looked. And now everyone knows. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We still won, though, dude. We still won.
Yeah, but y'all won.
Yeah, we got the project.
Y'all got the fucking dubs.
Yeah, sweaty ass and all.
Swamp ass W's, bitch.
Dude, it was the worst. Like, that is, people have nightmares about that sort of situation.
Yeah.
And it happened to me.
And yours wasn't, like, a minuscule amount of swamp ass.
Dude, it was...
You said it was down to your motherfucking thighs,
when I checked,
bro,
in the bathroom, and I was sitting on the toilet, and I checked, it was like...
Did you give, like a gasp? Like an audible...
Yeah, I grabbed not just pieces. I grabbed an entire roll and started dabbing and rubbing, trying to air it out and dry it off as much as I could. I called my brother, and, like, because we were still on the break from lunch. And
give me your pants.
I need an excuse not to sit... It was in New Orleans. I was alone. I was alone in this.
Damn.
I need an excuse not to sit down again. So I was like, hey, I got to talk to my brother really quick. And he was like, what's up? And I was like, nothing. I just need like 5, 7, 10 minutes to
just
stay on the phone.
Just say crazy shit to
me. Let this shit air out. How are you doing? What's going on? Like, we literally talked about nothing for 10 minutes just so I could air that shit out.
Meanwhile, you're like.
Dude, I'm straight up. Like, you know how you do that with your shirt?
Yeah,
I was doing the same thing, but ass. Like, yeah. Oh, man. Still won the project. So
regardless.
You know, Satan W's. Really threw, God or whoever, somebody, some deity threw me a curveball and. I handled that shit.
And you knocked it out of the fucking park.
Oh, God, dude. It was like, I spoke to my brother later about it. He asked me, like, how it went and stuff. And I was like, yeah, I said what I said to you. I was like, people have nightmares about that stuff. And he's like, well, at least you don't have to worry about that nightmare anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's already come to life. Yeah. It has happened. I was like, yeah, thanks. Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to derail you, but, like, that was.
Now, next time you have swamp ass at a very important event,
dude,
you'll know what to do.
Adult diapers? I mean, because it looked like
it depends,
I was shitting straight
depends.
Liquid.
Sponsor us. What's up? What's up?
We're endorsed by Depends. We're not just for shitting and pissing. If you have hypohidrosis that is, like, strictly confined to your ass and gooch, we got you.
We got you covered over here. In the
so that's why I didn't want to stand up, bro.
Mm.
Like, because I could have just squinted and be like, oh, this is context capture, another Bentley. I could have just, you know, stifled through.
It probably
through.
Worked.
Because my part of the presentation was the tail half. So it was about an hour and a half, you know, going to 2 p.m. So I was, like, the wrapping up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first 2 hours was my CEO sort of giving them the preamble about what they're about to see. And then I showed them what I had built. But that's why I didn't want to stand up. I was hoping to God I could have had an opportunity to give the presentation from the seat, but I was so far. It's a touchscreen interactive board. So and you get to rotate around these 3D models. Like, I wanted to do that, but I was just like,
yeah.
Dude, if I had turned my back to them, there would have been audible reactions. They would have been like, ooh, oh my God. My boss would have come up to me and be like, hey, if you need to just excuse yourself to the bathroom.
Like, you during your thing, he would be like, JP.
Just step outside really quick. If that had happened, dude, I would have left. I would have just gone outside to my truck and got, like, put in a 1 week notice. You know, just, I'm sorry. I'm
That'd
so sorry.
2 weeks.
Yeah, so like, I just need to go. I just need to be gone, dude. I'd fucking move to a different city, start a new life. Like, fuck being a civil engineer. I'll just mow lawns or some shit. I'm fucking done.
You would not have gotten the funding if they saw your swamp ass.
No.
You would not.
They would
have
been concerned, bro. Like, it was that much.
Like, why is he so nervous about this project?
Like,
is there something else?
Poured it on the seat and then sat right down. This whole 1 liter just sat right in it for some god awful reason. Yeah, no. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to derail us like that. But
no, that was funny. Funny now.
It's funny now looking back. But at the time, I knew I was
being
faced.
You were in a full fucking panic attack.
Dude. I was...
And it was showing through your asshole.
On the drive home, I very, like, casually asked my CEO, my direct supervisor, I was like, was it warm in that room to you guys? And Joey was like, yeah, it was a little warm. And I was like, okay, cool.
Cool.
And meanwhile, he's cool as a fucking cucumber. Like, he's just chill. Like, the whole meeting, like, he was getting hit with some hard questions, we all were. But even when he was, you know... How super smart people are. They take the
very
time,
stoic.
Choose their... Exactly. He was like that. Me, I was maintaining some amount of that, but since I was freaking the fuck out...
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, man. I'm swamp-ass people. It will sneak up on you in the worst fucking time.
In the worst time.
God.
16 months.
Yeah. Very hard work, dude. Yeah.
But
anyway.
Speaking of very hard work, let's make sure that none of that hard work goes away. Is that camera still recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been glancing at it.
Okay, cool. I'm very paranoid about that.
I got you, dog. Yeah. I got you.
But anyway...
Honestly, if we had lost all that, though, I wouldn't, you know, have hated it. I just dumped a very personal, scary, intimate secret about myself.
Oh, yeah. I'm not cutting any of it. None of it.
I mean, please don't.
That's going to be the whole podcast. Actually...
Swamp ass. BKL. Fucking... Dude. 115, swamp ass.
Well, now that we're talking about it more, it's becoming more of a point in the podcast, and now you already dug yourself a hole, so now the title has to have swamp ass in it.
Okay, that's fine, because the hole is in New Orleans. That chair, I hope they burn that fucking thing. It might have been the chair. I don't know. You know, fuck it. I'm moving past it. We're good. We won the project. That's what matters.
Fuck
you know,
big
all's
W,
well
swamp
that ends
ass W's,
a big old
bitch.
W.
Swamp ass W's.
I get a bonus in 2 years from that. Don't know how much, but they guaranteed me 5 figures, so...
Oh, goddamn,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking W's. I get swamp ass every day for some 5 figures.
Yeah, that's going to be the houseboat.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, fucking
dude.
A. Yeah, that's going to be the houseboat. Yeah.
I will live
That'll
there.
Be swamp base.
I'll live
I'm
gonna
there. I'm going to park that shit in the spillway, go out there and make my little moonshine. You won't see me for months. I'll come back, like, somehow 50 pounds less drunk.
Completely inebriated.
But rich, because I'll be selling fish and... Well...
Catfish is so good.
Catfish is
How
delicious.
Good is fucking fried catfish, man? Like, fresh
You haven't had
catfish.
Mine yet.
No,
soon,
I haven't.
Though. Very soon. Like,
dude.
Fucking next weekend, bro.
Dude,
I'm
no
getting
shit?
I'm getting the motor Friday, shit. And I just got two new hoop nets, too.
Fuck, so I kind of wanted to break down or, like, explain again what the podcast is. So, I've been playing Helldivers. By the way... This goes into another point that I don't have to cover later, so I'm going to go ahead and touch on it right now. Helldivers. That's a game that I've been playing with my boy Rigel. And
Oh, is that the one I jumped on? The stream you told me about?
It was like crazy
shit
happening.
I jumped on for a little bit,
yeah. It was just me yelling.
Yeah.
Yep, there we go. That's Helldivers. I don't like getting chased by things, man. I freak the fuck out. And there's these like little bugs that chase you, even though they're harmless. I don't like getting chased.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck,
bugs.
Yeah, yeah. So me and him have been playing Helldivers. I've been streaming all of that. Why I bring this up is I completely revamped my layout, and it looks phenomenal. I don't know if you were on whenever I did the whole revamp of the layout. It was like old school, like bubble letters and stuff. It wasn't just like a camera and then a white space and then the game down there. I completely redid it. So I'll show that up right here, and I'll show the landscape view right here. I'll show you after because it's fucking, it looks amazing. Before I talked about the new updated layout of the podcast, the streaming. By the way, this is on TikTok Live. I'm able to stream my games now, and they have vertical format for YouTube streaming. So as soon as I start doing all that, we can start doing that. We can do like a YouTube stream for like whenever we go on the boat. That'd be great. That'd be amazing.
That would be fucking.
That'd be great.
Ideas, bro.
Yeah, dude. I will make it a whole project and get a whole all wireless things. I was playing with my friend Rigel after we went on the Helldivers stuff and the streaming rant, and he said that his sister, his stepsister, who used to hang out with all of us all, who used to hang out with us all the time, she told him something, and it really, really made me happy about like this podcast. She was like, yeah, I watched one of his episodes, and it felt like we were back in time, just smoking and watching videos and cutting up. That's exactly the feel that I want this podcast to have with people. I want it to, on one area of the spectrum, I want it something that you can, I don't know, light up to, crack open a beer to, and not, like, fully engage, but, like, have it not as background noise, because I want to think of our podcast a little bit more than background noise.
It's definitely more engaging but than just background noise.
More, yeah, but like, yeah, an engaging background noise, so where you can tune in, hear something funny, and then have that
crack
set
up
your
and
vibe.
Then sip your beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which just, I've done countless times.
Plenty of times.
Yeah,
in real time.
Yeah.
So on one end of the stick, I want it to feel like that, and on the other is the entertainment aspect where I want to bring forth, like, obviously relevant news or have like kind of a cross between a Howard Stern entertainment and like the Tiny Desk performance.
Mm-hmm.
The Tiny Desk, for people that don't know, is a music performance inside. Like everything is insulated. It sounds amazing. And whenever I start having these musical guests on, I want that to be at the end of it. So put all those three together, and then that is what Broke Knock Life is.
Sounds like a great time, doesn't it?
Yes.
And
it is.
We are, obviously, this is always a work in progress. I mean,
always.
Getting new ideas from random sources, just, you know.
And that gave me a whole bunch of inspiration. Just one comment. Like, that just, it started making things churn, bro. Even though I get, like, it's different whenever it's someone that, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because most times whenever people release content of their own and you look at the analytics, it's usually never anybody from that same state. It's usually, like, whenever you branch your stuff out, or from what I've gathered from my podcast, it's never Louisiana. The biggest places is, like, New York, California. Those are the hits. So whenever, like, someone... I guess it's how the algorithm is.
I've,
local stuff isn't pushed as much.
Well, I've gotten hits from all over the nation for my outdoorsy shit. Like,
that's awesome.
I had some dude from Michigan hit me up, and he was like, he was asking how the Go Devil performs in cold weather. I was like, I can't tell you, you know, because
I don't.
He's duck hunting in sub-zero temperatures. Like, he's breaking ice with his boat to get to his duck hunting hole.
Dude,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, so I couldn't be honest with him, but
like,
I mean,
bro,
like,
I'm in a
yeah, it's hot as balls here. And just, I'm sweating my ass off in December, so like we are. But I like you know, but that's like just to more to your point, like it doesn't really branch out. I had this one dude that hit me up. He saw us on the Amite River, and he was like, "That's near Central. You guys are by the Magnolia Bridge." And I was like, "That's correct."
That's, see,
that's like
that,
the one time that someone knew exactly where I was.
Yeah,
but usually people were like, I had this person from Quebec hit me up about one of the videos I filmed in Pierre Part when I was running some catfish traps with my uncle, and the entire comment was in French, and I was like, I have no idea what you just said, but thank you. Some Quebecois was commenting in French, and I was like, thanks.
Thank you.
I don't know if that was a dig or not.
Or not.
I didn't take the time to Google Translate it, but, it, you know, there was, like, exclamation points and stuff, so either they were really pissed or really happy.
Yeah. Either or.
Which, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
A comment is a comment.
Yeah, it's engagement.
Yep, exactly. They're pushing it to more people
yeah.
who might talk shit about it, but that talking shit is going to push it to more people.
I did have somebody comment recently about the motor, and I wasn't talking shit. I was just like, I'm not getting another Go Devil. I'm getting a Gator Tail. And he's like, why don't you want another Go Devil? And I was like,
do you really want to go down that road?
I was just like, just time for an upgrade, man.
Yeah. let bygones be bygones.
Yeah, we're just going to move past it.
I'm not even going to address what the fuck you just said.
Yeah.
So, Let's move the fuck on.
And I do get the same vibe too, man. I know I haven't been in, as involved, obviously, as you for as long. Not near. I mean, 4 years of greatness. Good Jesus.
4 years,
you know?
Man.
And
it's insane.
I've seen this thing grow and sort of metamorphose into what it is now, but it's still in. It's. I hope we always maintain this mentality. It's still growing.
Yes, it will always grow.
The day you admit it's done, you have forfeited the right to get any better.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? As soon as you, oh, this is perfect. Well, no, wait, you know.
Exactly. And that's what I would, that's why the last episode,
yeah,
it's part of the reason why it won't air, because I remember there was multiple times, dude, where I sat down like 4 or 5 different times and I opened everything up and I had everything rendered. Like I already went through that process and I'm just like, I can't get started. Like I know what, like I obviously know how to make a podcast and I know the easiest ways to do it for me, but it just felt like I was going through the motions, and no, I do no. not want to feel like that.
The authenticity must be maintained.
Right, and because whenever I get into that type of rut is whenever I see analytically the podcast goes down.
Ooh, can't have that.
And it really does show. Like, right now, I feel full of hunger, for one. Second, full of inspiration to, like, do the podcast again. So it's there, along with a lot of hunger.
Well, thank you, dude, again for having me back at the helm. What a privilege. I mean, shit, look at this.
Dude, it's look at that hat he's got on, ladies and gentlemen.
Mine?
Look at that.
Fuck.
It's great.
Fuck happy endings.
Yes.
Well, wait.
Fuck.
Happy endings. Fuck.
Yeah. You gotta wear this shirt on your head.
Punctuation matters, bro.
But yeah, I just wanted to lay down the brass tacks. Yes.
Yeah.
In the time that I've been trying to get motivation for the podcast, I started collecting Pokemon cards again. I started getting One Piece cards in hopes of reselling them. I mean, look to your right.
Oh, shit. I was looking at the hard drives. Yeah. And I was like, wait, what?
Just a bunch of fucking Pokemon cards. And, and I started running consistently again. So I run, nice, I think, like 3-4 times out of the week. I usually take Mondays and Fridays off. But I run about 2 miles.
Around here?
Yeah, that's yeah. I have this. I run to the school and back to the school and back.
Just
and
this
that's
whole
like,
dead-end road? Yeah, that's a good, yeah. That's, nice and safe, not too much traffic, I bet.
Not traffic, like, at all.
Yeah.
And
there's, like, 5 houses on the street?
Yeah. Running is so much more difficult than biking. Let me tell you,
I'll give you credit, yeah.
Like, my fucking, I could go on my bike for a long time, because I used to bike around the Milford Memorial Park, those two lakes, and that was almost 5 miles.
No, it's 6.2.
It's 6.2. If you include I must have been taken, because mine was, almost right
through,
at 5.
Like, you know, there's that split where on the right, there's the lake that's right near the golf course?
Yeah.
And on the left is the main lake. If you include that minor lake that goes near the golf course, it's 6.2 miles.
Oh, no. I don't include that.
Well, then it's just a little bit shy of 6 miles. Yeah. It's 6 miles, dude. It's fucking, and it's a rough ass fucking trail too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, literally rough.
It is.
It's fucked up. Like, the ground is all fucked up. Roots have cracked all that pavement and asphalt.
Yeah, it's like there's a steep incline.
Yeah,
at some
it's
point.
Not very hospitable. No. If you're a beginner, don't do it.
No, but like I can go forever, but to imagine running that full fucking dude.
I used
I'm
to have
not.
To do that for Battenshire cross country.
Fuck. See, I never liked cross country because I hated distance. But I figured since like I smoke all the time, I vape all the time.
Yeah.
I need to do something.
So it's funny that you say that, because I have recently gotten way more into BMXing again. I've picked it up because I used to do it 3-4 times out of the week when I was in IT. But the past 2 years since I got this new job at the civil engineering firm, I've just been balls to the wall in that. And then building the boat and getting the seafood company off the ground.
Yeah.
But now that it's kind of coming to fruition, I've been forcing myself to make time. Like, I don't care how tired I am when I get home from work, if it's 3:30 or 5:30 in the evening. I have my protein shake, grab a liter of water, hop in the truck, I ride to LSU, I get the bike out, and I do at least 6 miles.
Yeah.
3 or 4 times a week, at least 6. I hit all my favorite spots a few times. Like, I do my jumps and my bar spins and all that bullshit, but I like to get some distance down. I actually track it on my phone and shit. Like, actually,
yeah, dude,
cover
me too. I track my shit on my watch.
Yeah,
I need to get one of those fucking Apple Watches, dude. That old girl was showing me you can fucking take photos with it and shit and see what your phone's camera's seeing. My smartwatch for that phone was able to do that, but I haven't had a smartwatch in like 2.5 years. Mm. Yeah, so
I put my phone on my arm, and then...
Oh, you got one of them things?
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, and then I'm like, okay, run. And then 3 seconds, and then bam. It's kind of what I've just been doing in my free time.
Running.
Playing video games, running, Pokemon cards. We're going to cover two quick topics, and then we will go. So number one is going to be pretty brief, but I just wanted to bring this up. Everybody knows Drewski. He's been killing it since like Vine, early TikTok days. And now he is single-handedly bringing back that old MTV reality, chaotic type shit. I mean, now MTV isn't even anything like that. It's just...
bullshit.
It's just... so now he's doing like... in MTV, you said who did it before?
Flava Flav had the show where he had a rap house. He had a bunch of aspiring musicians come by, and
they're trying to like try out for his record.
They
or,
would
like,
eliminate
get a deal.
Each other or vote each other out or whatever the hell. And at the end, Flava Flav would give him a deal. That was the guy with the clock, right?
Yeah,
that's Flava Flav. Yeah,
Flava Flav.
And then the reason I remember that is because recently I rewatched original Chappelle Show. You know, the first two seasons, and he did it like a skit. About that show.
Yeah, so I
when it was still prevalent.
Yeah.
You know,
I imagine Drewski drew all sorts of inspiration from this, and it's like a rap house. People get voted off. It's like, you get your rose. It's like The Bachelor type shit.
Yeah.
And it is so fucking funny. Everybody is so unseriously funny. It's amazing.
And is that on YouTube?
It's on YouTube, yeah.
Fucking A, I'm going to have to
start supposed
checking
that to be
shit out.
Every week. It was every 2 weeks, and I think he's trying to do it every week because he's seeing the demand for it. I mean, I browsed through a little bit of the episode, and the first thing you commented on was how good it looked.
Oh, yeah, the production quality.
They put much into that production.
Like, the first thing that hit me
was... it's an actual TV show. Like, this could actually be on MTV.
Yes, that was the first thing I noticed was... A, the camera quality. B, the amount of angles that he had.
Yeah.
And then the fucking set that was behind them. Like, if you look what's going on behind them, they're in a real-ass fucking penthouse or a badass mansion with a pool and beachfront and shit. It looks like what you'd expect from those old MTV shows, you know.
Exactly.
But with a nice Drewski twist on it, which I cannot wait to see.
Like, bro, most of them can't even rap. Like, it's fucking hilarious.
That's awesome.
It is so... Oh, my God.
Harry Mack just shows up wearing, like, one of those really, really, like, hyper-realistic masks. And they get on there like, who the fuck is this guy shutting us all out?
Yeah, he would immediately kill him.
He would eviscerate those guys. Fuck that.
Well, yeah, anyway, speaking of Harry Mack, before we get too deep in the end of the podcast, let me bring up the Harry Mack video that we were supposed to play in the beginning of the podcast.
All right, so preamble this one again for me.
Without any further ado, we're going to start the Gramps Basement an hour into the podcast. So,
Red.
Red, L-S-T-E-R.
I love Beat. But I saw this on, I think it was on Reddit. Or there was some comment on one of the videos that I saw from him. It was like, check this one out. These people who are just being fucking mean and just like not really spirited in the ways of the Harry Mack. You know what I mean? Like, they're not really vibing.
How?
They're kind of like, well, not like during it, but before, whenever he's asking them, they're kind of like shooting them down. Like,
do we see that?
Yeah, because she's kind of like trying to bring her friends over, and her friends are not really having any of it. One of the friends is like on her phone most of the time. I didn't see the end, but apparently they start vibing. And that's what I want to see. Because he can change anybody's opinion, bro. He's got so much fucking skill.
Yeah,
he's
undeniable.
He got so much.
Undeniable.
He can do it without anything.
He's like, you know the professor? Basketball
player? Yeah, yeah.
He's
the professor of freestyle rap.
Because that dude takes all comers and shuts them the fuck up. I love the
professor. And it's so much shit talk. And then
they're humbled like a motherfucker.
To see that is so fucking...
By the way, the professor's 5'9".
Yeah.
And he is just... I've seen him destroy a 6'7" guy.
Yeah.
And a collegiate dude. This guy played for Division II college basketball. And the professor was like, word? Let's see what you got then. The Harry Mack. You want me to go ahead and roll with it?
Yeah, I might cut this and put it to be... No, I'm not. We're going to let it flow. All right, Harry Mack. I don't know where the fuck this is. No, this is in Vegas, I believe.
I want to see these girls.
Harry Mack, Vegas. Let's roll it.
Style for you guys real quick.
What's the catch?
We're just filming it for like TikTok and YouTube. You'll just throw me words and then I'll do a freestyle.
Okay.
But you're losing your friend though.
I don't care. That's my cousin. Forget her.
Okay. You sure?
Ebony! Come on! It's my TikTok.
I would be sprinting.
Should we watch
her? Come on, let's go.
All right.
How dare you make Harry Mack come
saying.
To you? Oh, the disrespect is unbelievable.
Are you willing to hear a freestyle? It'll only take a few minutes of your time.
It's about me, yes.
Yes. All right, so. I'll try to sway you. I'm going to do the best freestyle I can possibly do.
1 minute, and that's it. I just want
to
hear it.
All right. So give me, I need a few words, you know?
Bitch, why are you pressing him like that?
They obviously do not know who he is. Okay. They have no idea who he is.
Look at me do it.
Crazy. All right, crazy.
Okay, crazy, Las Vegas. Cold.
Crazy Las Vegas and cold. You ready?
Her attitude is pissing me off.
I know, she's so disinterested. It's disrespectful as fuck.
We about to fucking vibe out, bitch.
Yeah.
You know he picked that beat because he's like, I'm about to fucking kill this.
Okay, listen. Rhyming off the mantle. Forever, I'ma get pride. She yelled to her cousin like, hold on, this for TikTok. Had to bring him back again. Y'all know I'ma kill it. Cause when I spit these lyrics, I be hotter than the skillet. And when it be coming to rhymes off the mantle, the people be knowing I'm clever. Orange on orange, the phone case matching the sweater. Mac, I'm next level when I come through with the steel.
Oh, she recording now.
Now she's into it.
Like a free throw. Yeah, when it comes to lyrics, they know that I stay true. Now you pull your phone out to film me. I said I'd sway you.
Turn the
skeptics to believers. When it comes to all top, I'm the number one achiever. Now, I be putting the work in off the dome and I've never been lazy. And rappers thinking they're better than the Mac.
So he's just rubbing it in now.
Yeah, every time that I spit like this, people know that I'm about to shine. Crazy if they think they're better than Mac, and I told you they out of their mind. I get a pop in when I'm on the bars of the mantle for these styles, they beggars. In the game,
dude,
they got better leg up.
Place
bets on me like Vegas. Yeah, I grip on the MIC and I rock the scene. I get 777 on the slap machine. There ain't no stopping me. The microphone, I'm grabbing this. Hold up, what's the word on your sweater? Does it say happiness? Every time I grip the mic, y'all know I don't destroy. Cause these skills that I employ make you smile. I'm spreading joy. Mac, I'm next level.
Dude.
With this mic I hold. Yeah, rappers are my kids. They the ones that I scold. I'm the illest off the mental least. That's what I've been told. I said my bars is like the temperature. My freestyle's cold. H-Mac, I'm a certified pro, not no beginner. I'm colder than a blizzard in the Arctic dead of winter. I'm colder than the ice inside your freezer in the tray. You said 1 minute only. I've been freestyling for days. Hey, I'm never slipping. You know I got that hype swag. I'm in the pocket. Shout to homie with the white bag. Other rappers lag behind. Illest, I've been that. Shaking like a Polaroid picture. That's where the Instax. Mac next level. Y'all know what they about to see. Even strangers on the side get to crowding me. Y'all know we here to build and not to destroy. If y'all are rocking with the freestyles, make some noise.
Okay. All right, whatever.
She had that phone up so motherfucking fast, bro. I love how he called her out
straight up.
I love that.
I told you I was gonna sway you, bitch. Like, dude. Straight up said it. Like, I got you.
Gotcha, bitch.
Dude, I mean, they obviously have no idea who he is. You can tell because, like, if they would have seen his previous content, they'd be like, oh, fuck yeah, let's hear what you got.
Right.
Like, I've seen your shit. Like, even if it was just one video, they would be like, oh, I remember seeing you on TikTok. She was so disinterested, and then all of a sudden, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And
oh,
then it was,
oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, the disrespect, dude. And he laid it down. I mean, of course, that's nothing new, but, you know, I'm glad.
You could tell he went a little extra hard.
You guys think, okay, let's see.
Bet.
Right. Yeah, we'll see.
Fire folder for beats, number one.
Fire folder. You got something else?
Nope. That is
that was it.
That's the only thing for the Grant's basement today.
No cringe. It's funny. I was talking up the cringe segments on here to old girl.
Dude, they're coming. I'm cooking.
Have you?
Be careful what you wish for right now though, because I might fuck around and only have a very short Harry Mack clip, and then like five straight cringe ones. So be very careful.
I've got a few saved TikToks I've been meaning to send you guys to. Yeah. Some of that shit that kind of goes along with that dude that was like, the store was never really there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like that
kind of
stuff.
Fuck with that shit.
Like the questioning reality animation stuff, like where it just peels back the curtain of reality, like that kind of stuff. Yeah.
I love stuff like that.
Oh, I dig that shit, man. You want me to go ahead and summarize this in JP's own words?
So, the last topic that we're going to cover. The other one was Drewski bringing single-handedly bringing back drama and the MTV old school style of reality TV. Yeah, other than that, like monumental achievement that he's killing it with. Another monumental achievement is probably the best TV series adaptation of a video game. Live action.
Yeah.
The best rendition. And that is, of course, Fallout. That is the Fallout series. That is on Amazon. And I watched 8 episodes so fucking fast. Because I've been looking forward to it, and it looked so good on, like, all these teaser trailers. Jesus Christ, I'm having fucking heartburn.
He's dying.
Damn. He's dying! I'm dying! But even, fuck, I forgot what I was going to say. I was too busy
dying.
You were
checking out the stats. Right or no?
No. Maybe.
You said you banged out all 8 episodes really fast, and then...
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I was worried about how it was going to turn out, obviously, because a teaser or a trailer can mean something. They can just doctor up a really good-looking trailer, and then the whole fucking thing look like shit.
Yeah, it flops. Yeah.
Or, like, the storytelling is shitty, this is shitty, this is shitty, blah, blah, blah. I will give it a 9 out of 10.
Word.
A 9 out of 10.
Bold statement.
Yes.
He knows what he's talking about. I trust his opinion on this kind of shit. So if he says a 9 out of 10, I'm taking him fucking seriously.
The only reason why I don't say 10 out of 10, and...
Well, that's like Dave Portnoy with the pizza reviews. I mean, no one ever gets a 10
right,
out of 10.
Right, right. Well, it didn't get any higher on the 9 scale because there was a moment where I felt the acting was a little shoddy. There was like one moment in one of the episodes where I'm like...
poorly delivered line,
yeah.
Or maybe the physical acting.
But so you get used to it in a way that this series has its own lore, obviously. Okay, bye GoPro.
GoPro just committed suicide, everyone.
Yep. Every episode, it commits suicide. Yeah. Fuck, I forgot what I was saying. Please help me.
every time, so it didn't break the 9 because of the shoddy acting, but every time that there's like a live action adaptation. Is that where you're going? I feel like that's where you're headed.
No.
There was some shoddy lines, but it was just like you kind of got
Okay. I got it. So it goes into the lore.
You good?
I'm off my medicine.
Are you having a fucking stroke? Like
I haven't
heartburn?
Eaten, like anything. That's the whole thing. I'm on an empty stomach, and I keep thinking about pork chops and gravy and rice. So, like, it's making me
I haven't eaten anything either, brother, so, you know, just keep that talk to a minimum. You're bragging about your fucking homemade gravy. All right, okay.
Shit, I make some good homemade gravy, let me tell you. But, I understood why I felt that way about the, quote-unquote, bad acting. It goes into the lore of the humor. It's really a weird humor to get into, but once you get used to it, you get used to it. It's different, and it puts like a really good spin on it. I don't know, dude. They did so well with everything. Like there was one point where the main character was eating something, and it's Blamco mac and cheese. That's the shit I used to fucking like go in these games and loot in these games. So like seeing the stuff that I was like seeing in these games, the hundreds of hours, and seeing that like being represented so accurately.
Yeah.
Like dude, in the first fucking episode, they show a gun that was like a deep cut gun in the game. You're like, what the fuck? Somebody who was a nerd for Fallout implored that this was in the episode.
Yeah, I would be very interested to cross check the producers of the games and the producers of the show.
Dude, they're hand in hand, man.
If there's writers that were colluding with the producers from the game, that would be so dope.
Yeah, to see
that reminds me of with Odin with One Piece.
Yeah.
Because he always has his fucking deep callbacks and shit.
Dude, the shit that's going on right
I gotta
now.
Watch this shit. He's seen all fucking episodes. I haven't seen a single goddamn
the
one. I've just heard about
going
it from my brother.
On right now, bro.
With One Piece?
Oh my god.
Don't tell me now.
Well, like, it's becoming the end of the story, so, like, everything from all of that Like all those thousands of episodes.
Oh, is he tying it up into a nice
everything?
Meat bow?
Oh my god, oh. Bro! Okay, it's so crazy.
Odin is like
Oda.
Oda, excuse me.
Odin is.
I'm
is,
thinking about the god. Yeah. Well, well he's a fucking god.
Well, one of the characters that we talked about in one of the episodes is Odin.
My bad. So Oda, the actual writer, he's got the prowess that he's able, like we just discussed, he can call back to like the most. What would seem infinitesimal and intangible things, but sort of had like a crucial part, but it was just like this thing. And he can bring it back, and it's completely morphed and like turned into this very compartmentalized, important part of the storyline.
And it makes you go, no fucking way that was that.
That is a great display of not only stellar writing, but comprehension of his own writing.
Cause right.
A lot of times you'll tell in bad shows, like the later seasons of Family Guy, where they're just trying to fill the time. That doesn't happen with Oda. And if that's not happening here, please don't spoil it for me. I want to watch this shit.
It's so good. Like I said earlier, like whenever you came in, they got renewed for a second season a week yeah. into, like, a week after it got released.
That's, like, unheard of.
Yeah. It's damn near fucking unheard of, bro.
Like, I don't even think show. Sonny got that. No, it took a few months because they had to convince Rob McElhenney to get Danny DeVito on.
No shit, really?
Did you just get a text?
Yeah.
I can see it.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I saw something pop up on your phone. I'm checking to make sure it's not.
Thank God.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
I think we're running low on storage on there. So.
You want me to go ahead and summarize?
Yeah, so what JP's going to be reading, this is from, I forgot what website. I'll put it up right here or right there. This is just bringing the statistics forward of so basically what's been happening, people have been seeing the show, everybody loves it, so everybody's going back and they're like, oh, I want to play Fallout 76, I want to play Fallout 3, I want to play New Vegas. Mm-hmm. And bro, the numbers are jumping up astronomically.
Yeah, actually I'm reading them now and this is kind of cracking me up.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is actually kind of
crazy. I mean, at the peak, Fallout 4 had like, what, 450,000 concurrent players?
Yeah.
And I mean, while it's not anywhere close to that, from where these numbers were before the show, now it's like hundreds of percent.
You know, they used to call that the Netflix effect. When Queen's Gambit came out, suddenly fucking everybody and their mother want to learn how to play chess.
Yeah.
And it's like the Netflix
effect.
I never saw that shit either. No, I mean, not that it's probably a great show.
I wasn't really in.
I'm not. It's not. Yeah. I'm all good. But just to give some context on the staggering numbers that he's talking about, and I'm looking at them now, and it actually is kind of fucking insane. Okay. So he mentioned the resurgence, obviously, and according to StreamDB, which I'm assuming is just some sort of data mining website service where they've kind of track user engagement across platforms and games and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says it right there.
You made the correct assumption.
Okay, so Fallout 4 is currently being played by over 53,000 concurrent players. Well, that's pretty far from what it reached whenever it came out. And he mentioned this, 472,000 concurrent players on Steam shortly 9 years ago.
That was whenever it first came out.
Right, when it first came out. That's a pretty huge increase. As Fallout 4 has been averaging around 18 to 20,000 players for the last few years. So right there, you see almost a tripling.
A decade-old game.
Yeah, you see a tripling in just the time the show has come out, which it's been out for,
I don't know, like a month maybe?
Okay, yeah, so it's been out for 90, like 30 days, we'll call it 28 to 30 days, somewhere around there, 4 weeks, fuck.
Fuck you want from me.
But it's not just there. A similar story, as we can see, is with the other games. So Fallout's 76, which usually has about 10,000 players on Steam, has gone up to 26,000. Again, almost 300% increase.
It's crazy, man.
Fallout 3, going back to 08.
Yes, dude.
Fucking middle school days.
Yes.
Went up from an average 500, only 500 players, to 3,600, which, I mean, really, those numbers aren't, like, fucking staggering, but it's the increase.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, okay?
Like, if you just look at it as a statistical, like, a percentage increase, that's crazy.
It really is. That's kind of, okay. All right. Just getting my mind blown here. All right.
Resurgence,
so,
man.
Obsidian Entertainment's 2010 entry, of course, Fallout New Vegas. My brother's favorite, arguably, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Averaged during this latency period between, you know, the show not being out, 3,000 to 4,000 players. But now is breaching over 11,000, encroaching on 12,000 concurrent players. Dog, another tripling of the engagement.
And that goes to show you how much people love these games, too. The worst.
Yeah, you know, it probably just knocked a shitload of nostalgia, and they're like, you know what? I'm fucking playing it right now. I missed that shit.
They saw the Blamco mac and cheese, and then
the Blamco mac and cheese. Yeah. I mean, that was a soft spot for you. I mean, it hit you, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I saw her fucking dig into that shit. I'm like, no fucking way. It has the correct label. It looks the same as the game.
And that shows to the next point. I don't know if you actually wanted me to read this, but it shows how there's a continuancy of the canon. Right,
yes,
of the
actual
games that is incorporated apparently pretty masterfully. I haven't seen it. He has apparently pretty masterfully into the show, which as a cinephile and someone who literally, I don't really watch movies anymore. I like study them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the same way I read a book. You know, I listen to the lines. I study the actors and their subtleties and
stuff,
their nuances.
To music.
Yeah, that's how I listen to music, too. Anybody who appreciates the finer arts like that can understand or at least somewhat sympathize with what we're describing.
And Todd Howard, the creator of Fallout, came out and said it. He's like, this is canon.
That's,
this goes to the fucking
So he
story.
Just brazenly just said fucking came out. All right, so that's even cooler. The dude just owned right up to it. Hey, this is going to be something that is going to strike a chord with our users from back in 08 and shit. They're going to feel this. It's going to hit home.
And that puts a lot of pressure on him saying that, too.
Yeah, I know. And that's, okay, so that's what I'm saying. That's a bold statement, brazen of him to say. But that's so awesome. Like, give credit where credit is due. That is, like, to do that, to actually conjure up decades-old nostalgia.
Yeah.
A decade and a half. To conjure up that sort of nostalgic feelings in your previous users or players or whatever you want to call them, and then to get them engaged in this show and then have them be like, God damn it, I missed that game.
Yep.
That's art, okay?
Dude, as soon
That's
as you
art
leave,
masterful.
I'm not even going to edit the podcast. I'm going to play Fallout 76. Start fucking playing? I'm going to play 76.
Just playing 76, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, shit. I got to start watching that show, dude. Like, I used to watch my brother play New Vegas for fucking
dude,
definitely.
It's the music
I remember that
too,
stuff.
Man.
Yeah, I remember the soundtracks.
I don't want to set the world.
I'm guessing that's you.
On fire. Wait, what? What am I saying?
For the longest time.
Oh, yeah. So for the longest time. Okay, so I wanted to finally make a statement. I no longer feel like Fallout 3 is number one for me. I used to think so because of the DLCs, man. Operation Anchorage. Operation Anchorage, you're trying, like, the Chinese are invading the hometown, the U.S.
soil?
The U.S. soil, and you're trying to fucking fight them back? Like, it's so badass. The every part of that mission is amazing. And
forgive my ignorance, I haven't played, but it sounds awesome. I mean, if the Chinese
it's like
tried
in
that
snow.
Shit.
It's like somewhere in the fucking mountains. You get like a fucking silenced AK, bro. You are going to town. It's fucking amazing.
And that's in Fallout 3.
That's in Fallout 3. Operation Anchorage.
Operation Anchorage.
So all of the DLCs were fucking
Alaska.
Great. Yeah. Like Anchorage, yeah, exactly. So I always thought 3 was the best because the DLCs held so much weight.
Okay.
But also, okay. Vegas has amazing DLCs, and I feel like the reason why New Vegas is my new favorite is solely because of the plot.
Yeah, what we were talking about earlier?
Yeah. Every
I love the way you wrote this down, dude.
I don't even remember.
You wake up and hunt the motherfucker. Pure revenge. That's it. Not even,
it is.
Just straight up. Just
it really is, because all of the other Fallout games is like, okay, in the first and the second one, you're trying to get a chip. Or, like, something to better humanity so people can survive.
Okay.
And three, 76, 4, you're trying to either save your dad or somebody else. You're trying to save somebody. In New Vegas, this motherfucker shoots you in the fucking face in the beginning, and you survive somehow.
Is it already post-apocalyptic when you get shot in the beginning?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yes. And,
so it's not like you just wake up shot and then, oh, fuck, the world's ended.
No, you're a courier. You're like, you're a dude who fucking, I forgot what you were bringing or whatever.
So someone tries to put your ass on a t-shirt.
Yep.
Then you wake up
and
you are just.
The whole game is just
dead
you
set
revenge.
On punching that fucker down and skinning him alive slowly.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
It's like you're going to different places, meeting
is that how
with
it
different
ends?
People. It can end many different ways.
Oh, word?
There's
oh, okay.
So many ways where it can end.
Cool. All right. Awesome.
It's one of it's.
I feel like such a dumbass, dude. Like, cause
Dude, yeah, once
I never had the opportunity to play these games growing up. Being
I would say adult. If you're trying to get into Fallout for the first time, play Fallout 4.
Fallout 4?
Fallout 4.
Okay, and then go to New Vegas? Because I've got a hard-on for it already. I
mean, well, New Vegas, it's old, it's older, and it's really, it's hard to get into.
Oh, wait, Fallout 4 is newer than New Vegas? Okay, all right.
Yeah, it goes Fallout 1, again, Fallout 2, ignorance. Fallout 3. I think there's like a Fallout Tactics somewhere, but Fallout 1, Fallout 2, Fallout 3, and then New Vegas, and then 4, and then 76.
Okay.
76 is the most recent one. That's the one that, is that everybody Nam? Fucking hated. Because it's like...
Vietnam?
No.
In the tail years of the... Oh, no.
No.
Well, 1976, that would be the tail end of Vietnam. I was curious. You know?
No, it's it goes after the vault, Vault 76. This oh. is...
yes. Yeah. Yeah, my ignorance is very much on display.
Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. I want them all. Play the da-da-da. Ooh, that red, white, and blue.
Downtown.
Every time a chopper... is coming in the beginning of the movie, you're going to hear that song.
Mm. Okay. I have a credence, dude. John Fogerty.
Great. I mean, it's staple. It's yeah, a fucking dude, staple. Yeah. I just said, like, what...
That song is on my workout playlist, hilariously enough. Oh, yeah. That's what I listen to when I'm pedaling and shit, yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. But 76 is... Okay, anyway, 76 has a storyline. You can go fucking look that up.
But I should start with Fallout 4, then. Huh?
Start with Fallout 4. It's the easiest to get into.
Yeah, it pull that up on a PC.
Yeah, you can play it.
Do I need an emitter for that?
you don't need, like, a groundbreaking PC to play that if you're trying to just...
I got a pretty stout PC at my house.
Okay.
It was one of the ones from back when we were in IT.
What's your graphics card?
It's an NVIDIA, some other crap. It was used by this... former company, when I was still in IT, they're a radiology clinic, so they have fucking massive monitors to view their radiology images. So it's it's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, so that's out.
I mean,
they're running that software.
I have three monitors, all DisplayPort, 4K. You know, it's good, and it never fucking
Fallout 4, dude. It's probably like on sale now because a lot of the Fallout games are on sale because download Steam.
Oh, Steam. Okay, yes. Yeah. That's what Thomas uses, too. Okay.
Yes.
Should probably just ask him. That motherfucker's got everything. He's
Steam is, like, the only... ass. Like, if you think of computers, like, you know how Xbox Marketplace, PlayStation Marketplace, PC, Steam.
Okay.
That's all what right. that is. Okay.
So you don't go to Microsoft Store, you go to Steam.
Dude, if you were to buy a game off of Microsoft Store... Well, they got, like,
Angry Birds. Different
Steam... Yeah, yeah. I mean, unless you're getting, like, a fucking app. Yeah, but, like, no, no, no. Anyway.
So Steam. All right.
Yeah, download Steam and then go on the store and then they'll probably have some fucking deals because they started running deals after Fallout. Everybody was buying it again, man.
Oh, after the show came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, so now the getting's good.
Yeah.
Okay, word. All right.
So, yeah, I that's just my two cents about the series. It's so fucking good. Everybody needs to go watch it. I'm such a fanboy for it, and that's just a testament to how good it is because I was judging the fuck out of it the entire first and second episode.
I'm sure you were analyzing the piss out of it. Yeah.
I was, dude, and another thing, I'm going to include this right here. They use live sets. Barely any CGI. The dude, what's that guy's name?
I don't know the actor's name.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he was in
that's
Django
actual
Unchained.
Makeup. Actual
his
makeup.
Face?
Yeah, it's all FX.
Yeah. Have you seen how they do that?
Yeah, it's torturous.
Dude, yeah. They did that for Voldemort and Harry Potter. His nose, like, is irreparably altered now.
And Jim Carrey for the mask.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, duh. Yeah. What the fuck am I saying?
Him talking about that.
Yeah,
I don't know if you sent me that, but I saw an interview where he said that he had to practice...
Josh Brolin had to do that, too, to play Thanos.
No shit.
The makeup for him.
The torture. He had to go through some torture.
Yeah,
thing.
I saw Hot Ones. I saw his interview on Hot Ones where they eat the spicy wings and it gets hotter as you go.
Dude, have you seen the Conan one?
Not yet. I saw it.
Watch
it
that top three Hot Ones episodes.
Oh, word.
Might be number one.
My favorite one's still Gordon Ramsay.
Dude, I'm telling you.
He drinks
you're
like two bottles of Pepto.
You are going to laugh your ass off on this Conan. It is
okay.
So
it keeps popping
hilarious.
Up on my YouTube whenever I refresh the page, so I have to.
He
check
goes
it out.
All out, like it's insane.
He is.
He can't
crazy.
Even handle hot, like spicy yeah. stuff.
He's Irish.
Yeah, he established that in the first.
I can say
minute.
That I'm half Irish. My mom's side is like full-blooded Roman Catholic Irish. So
hey, I'm Irish too.
Yeah, but No, yeah, Josh Brolin, he was talking about that for the Thanos. They just had the straws in his nose for him to breathe, but everything else was painted shut, ears, eyes, mouth, everything. And he learned this Navy SEAL tactic. He took to keeping a pen and pad, and he didn't care what he was writing or where, like if it was overlapping, he was just writing stuff. He would just stay writing and concentrate on the fact that he was writing, because it's like sensory deprivation. It's about 2 to 3 hours in makeup where you can't see or hear very well. And he wrote something like thirsty. Like he wanted something to drink, and he could hear the muffled voice of someone being like, "You're doing fine. Just hang in there." He's dressing up for Thanos, and he had to do this for how many fucking movies was that?
A lot.
Yeah, that many movies. He had to do that. So the fact that our boy from Django Unchained, the god awful slaver character that he played in that film,
right,
is now the lead role in Fallout. For him to be doing that for real, bro, that'll like warp the cartilage and shape your fucking skull where your nose bone is.
Yeah, because it's all cutting out right here, so all of that is like leaving indentions and shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it'll fuck your ass up. That's essentially method acting, but really the props goes to the makeup department.
Right.
Like, I mean, like, yeah, it's gonna fuck with the actor's face, and he has to tolerate that. But the fact that it's so good and so well done, makeup department.
Right.
I'm sorry, I got to give credit where credit's due, because I did stagecraft in high school, and some of the costumes we did were fucking shit. And like, I saw where they could have been done better if like people were just not, if people were just like, shut up, it's fine. And you ever seen that clip of that dude fucking dabbing the alcohol on the guy's forehead?
He's like, it's just alcohol.
It's just alcohol. You're doing too much. Yeah, that's kind of how I felt whenever I was in stagecraft at Bettner Shy. I was like, shut the fuck up, man. Pull your hair back. Trying to give these people a show. There's 9 people out there, okay? No, really, though, the drama department at Bettner Shy was huge.
Shout out.
Yeah, word up.
Shout out. But that's just, fuck, I was going to leave. Oh, one last point before we go.
Is there more? No, that's it.
I have one extra one.
Oh, okay. It's unwritten.
It's an unwritten last point. I think his name is Goggins.
David Goggins.
Is it?
Yeah. Who's going to carry the boats? This ex-Navy SEAL who's like crazy fucking...
No, I was thinking that was the fucking actor's name.
Oh.
For some reason.
David Goggins is that crazy motherfucker who... Yeah, he's like...
Anyway, the actor, which I...
Oh, the actor from Fallout?
Yeah, the actor from Fallout. They asked him if he played the video games, and usually I rip people apart that don't take part in the literature that they're following.
Sure, yeah.
But his take on it convinced me otherwise. He was like, no, I don't really want to get into I don't want to play the games to learn about how other people do characters. Y'all gave me what I was supposed to perform for,
yep,
and I'm being true to how I'm portraying that. And according to all of these stories, like, he doesn't want anything to mess up his interpretation.
Yeah, sort of adulterate his interpretation of the character. That's very cool. I like
another
the way
another
that.
Note, completely kind of on topic. DMX said this in an interview. He said this is probably not true, but he said that he wants to stay so true to his craft. He doesn't listen to any other artists. He only listens to himself. So nothing is like, I don't know. That seems fucking insane to me.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
I'm just built different. I draw inspiration from other people's music for my own music. You know?
I piece together different inspirations and then I like
it.
Throw it in a fucking,
it's like a melting
machine,
pot, you know, and like then Louisiana. I just shit out something, you know? Yeah. God, okay. It's just like a gumbo.
I shat a lot today, bro. Not gonna lie,
I did too, actually. Yeah,
dude. Whenever
you're
I go
supposed
to
shit like 4 to 6 times a day, or
really?
Something. Yeah, it's supposed
shit,
to be.
I'm right on mark.
It's supposed to be pretty often. Yeah.
Damn.
And if you're not,
go get it checked.
Something ain't right. Yeah.
Something ain't right. But yeah, I just wanted to leave on that note. Yep.
All right, dog.
All right.
What's the outro?
The outro is like, comment, subscribe, beat your meat, flick the bean.
Thanks again for joining us after our 9-10 week hiatus. It's so grateful to be back here at the helm of debauchery. I mean, what an honor.
What an honor. You know? What an honor it is to have the Deck Attack Maga Bag of Sack lead us out.
Oh.
And in. With trap, trap, trap. Trap, 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 trap. Also, I'm going to put a link to my brother's new song.
Oh, yeah,
Above me.
Cam?
Yeah.
Sweet. Oh, I saw it on. Really I saw a clip of it on TikTok.
Can you listen to it? It's really good.
That dude is amazing.
Guitar, chorus, everything. And that is
115, baby. Oh, love.
Man. Love. Peace out, bitch.
God, that was fun. When? Oh, wait, do you want me to stop this?
Yes.
So that was a good 2 hours. Mm-hmm.